Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this March the 6th, 2016 edition of Team Liberty Radio with your host, Shane LaCroix. And in the next 30 minutes, we'll be looking at the world of politics and how it'll affect us with this coming year. I'd like to thank everyone for getting the word out about the show and our website at www.teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I'd like to thank everyone for getting the word out as our show and especially website is growing by leaps and bounds. I would like to thank everyone again for that. But we would love to have you call into our show to ask any questions, comments that you'd like to make on today's subject. Our topic for today that we'll be getting to later on in the show is Black Lives Matter co-founder calls the term All Lives Matter racist. We'll be looking at that later, but what I'd like to get into first is the recap of what had happened on Super Tuesday. And I thank everyone for tuning into that show that did. When we left, there were still a couple of states that was still open, and I'll go ahead and go over them results real quick. The big winner for that Super Tuesday was on the Republican side, Donald Trump, where he won the states of Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Virginia, and Vermont. And then Cruz won three states to Donald's seven. Cruz took Alaska, Oklahoma, and Texas. And with his lone win on Super Tuesday, Marco Rubio took the state of Minnesota. And on a Democratic surprise, on the Democratic side, with no surprise, Hillary Clinton took 2, 4, 7 states also, with taking Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, with Bernie Sanders taking 3 states. Not surprising, he took his home state of Vermont. Excuse me, he took 4 states, Oklahoma, his home state, Vermont, Oklahoma, Minnesota, and Colorado. With the total delegates received on that side, Trump took 247. Hillary took 513, with the total delegates after Super Tuesday was Hillary with 1,121. And to win the Democratic nomination, she needs 2,382 delegates to win to Bernie's 481. And on the Republican side, the delegate total is as follows. Trump with 382, Ted Cruz with 300, Marco Rubio with 128, Kasich with 35, and Ben Carson with 8. As we move from the Super Tuesday results later in the week, it came out that on Friday or Saturday, I do believe, Friday, that Ben Carson had dropped out of the presidential race for president. So that brings the Republican side down to 4 contestants. You have 3 establishment candidates and 1 non-establishment candidates. Some people say Cruz is non-establishment. I'm sorry, I disagree with that. I know some people would disagree with me on that. But the best thing about our nation, we do have the right to our own opinion. And I hate to see Ben Carson leave President Smith. I do believe he is a good man. I do believe he was overwhelmed in some of the debates. And in the latter debates, he was not given enough time or asked beyond good enough questions. And some of the questions he was asked, he was not well prepared for, did not have good responses for. And if you're going to run for that high of office, you need to be prepared for anything they may ask you. So I would like to see Ben Carson in his home state run for congressional office or Senate, or before these new presidents is elected, I believe Ben Carson would make a great Surgeon General. With his expertise in the medical field, he would be a great Surgeon General. But as we come across now, we're up to Super Tuesday that had the following states up for grabs. You had Kansas on the Democrat and Republican side, Kentucky on the Republican side, Louisiana on the Democrat and Republican side, Maine on the Republican, Nebraska on the Democrat, with Maine and Puerto Rico today, Maine on the Democrat side, Puerto Rico on the Republican side. First, I'm going to cover the results of the Super Saturday. Then I'll cover the results of the two today, and then we'll look at what's coming up on the 8th as far as the caucuses and primaries. Now, on Super Saturday, we had Cruz taking the Republican primary in Kansas, and we had Sanders taking Kansas. On the Republican side, it was Cruz with 48.2% of votes, Trump with 23.3%, and Rubio with 16.7%. On the Kansas side, Sanders took it with an overwhelming 2-1, 67.7% to Hillary's Tucky. Trump took 35.9% to Cruz's 31.6%. And Rubio with a 16.4%. As we look at Maine, Cruz took Maine 45.9% to Trump's 32.6% and to Kasich's 12.2%. In Louisiana, on the Republican side, Trump took 41.4% to Cruz's 37.8% to Rubio's 11.2%. And in Louisiana, on the Democrat side, Clinton took it almost 3-1. 71.1% to Sanders, 23.2%. And Nebraska was on the Democrat side with Sanders taking Nebraska 57.1% to 42.9%. On Little Saturday, you had Cruz and Trump taking two states apiece, and Sanders taking on the three available, he took two out of the three from Clinton. While this does not cut much into his lead, that is a good showing for him. I'll be honest, I am surprised for Sanders taking Kansas and Nebraska from Hillary. I figured Hillary would sweep all three sides in this. Now, on the Republican side, the delegates count is now as followed. It's 389 for Trump and 302 for Cruz and 149 for Rubio. Today we had the Puerto Rico has already been called, and Maine is still going as of right now. With on the Puerto Rico, the Republican side, Rubio took 74.4%, and Trump took 13.3%, and Cruz took 8.7%. How does this mean? Well, Rubio will get majority of delegates. Trump will get some because they're all proportion states, and Cruz will get some. But I do not know if Puerto Rico has any, if you have to have a certain percentage to receive any delegates. If they do, you may have to meet a certain percentage, like in Texas, on Super Tuesday. Rubio did not get any delegates due to the fact that Texas, you have to meet a minimum of 20% of the vote. And he fell a little bit short of that, so he did not receive any delegate votes in Texas. But look ahead to the schedule for what's coming up as what they call Little Tuesday. And I do mean little, with not many states having primaries or caucuses on this day. On March 8th, you have on the Republican side the Hawaii caucus, also the Idaho primaries on the Republican side. In Michigan, you have both Democrat and Republican. And in Mississippi, you have the Republican and Democrat. So you have four states here. All four of them will have Republican, and only Michigan and Mississippi will have the Democratic side. Then you look at next Saturday, you have Guam with a Republican, North Marina's caucus for Democrat, and then the District of Columbia caucus for the Republican. We'll cover them results next week. But this past week, after Super Tuesday, the GOP showed their hand when they trotted out the perennial loser, in my opinion, Mitt Romney, as they showed that the establishment is scared of Donald Trump, and they may be working towards a brokered convention. Now, I have been asked since Super Tuesday, what does the term brokered convention mean and how it may affect what it is? A brokered convention in the United States politics is a situation in which no single candidate has secured a majority of delegates, whether those selected at primary elections or caucuses, prior to the first vote for a political party's presidential campaign at its nominating convention. Folks, the establishment is so shook up by Donald Trump that they are trying to steal the nomination from him by underhand deeds. And that is one reason I put out the article, Super Tuesday Voter Fraud. If you have not looked at that article, please look at it and get it out. But folks, this is not good, as this show does not endorse any political candidate. And if this was on the Democratic side, I would be saying it is unfair. The public, as of right now, overwhelmingly, by the polls and people I've talked to, would like to have Donald Trump as Republican nominee, but the establishment is so scared of him that they cannot buy and pay for it. And Trump has not taken any special interest money. He is funding the campaign his own self. That it's just shut them to their core, and they're going to pull out every dirty trick between now and Cleveland that the RNC to stop him. But as stated before, I do not endorse any political candidate on this show. I do have my beliefs outside the show. But this is a decision each voter needs to make. And it is important that if you support Trump, then get out and help look out and stop voter fraud or fall for these political tricks that the establishment is trying. If, like I said, if it's on the Democrat side, which I have spoke out about the stolen superdelegates from Bernie Sanders out in Iowa, New Hampshire. But, folks, we're going to take a quick break before we get to our heart of the matter. The main topic of the show, Black Lives Matter co-founder called All Lives Term Racist. We'll be right back after this quick break. I would love to have your questions and comments on this or previously covered. The call-in number is 845-277-9109. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome back. Again, our calling number is 845-277-9109. And we'd love for you to call in or chat via our message board on our topic today. Black Lives Matter co-founder calls the term All Lives Matter racist. In a recent interview with Fox National News correspondent John Roberts, the Black Lives Matter co-founder Marissa Janae Johnson said the term All Lives Matter is a new racial slur and is racist. I'm trying to figure out why she is saying the term All Lives Matter is racist. Is she saying that white lives, Hispanic lives, Asian lives is not important as black lives? What is her reasoning behind this? All lives are important. This is not a country of separate races. We are all part of the most important thing, the human race, which was created by God, as everyone is equal. Not that one race is better than the other, but all races are equal. But if you're wondering where the name Marissa Janae Johnson is familiar to you, back in the summer of 2015, she was the lady that charged the stage at a Bernie Sanders rally and took the mic from Bernie and left him looking dumbfounded and foolish as he left the stage. But during the interview, Ms. Johnson said that white Americans have created the conditions that require a phrase like Black Lives Matter. Then she came out and said, do you know how it is to grow up as a child in a world that so hates you while you're literally being gunned down in the streets, while you're being rounded up and mass incarcerated and forced into prison slavery? Then she goes on to say, Black Lives Matter is not a strong enough statement for me. I just got one question for Ms. Johnson. Does she not look at the statistics of what is going on, at the statistics that comes out from the FBI? Even Marshawn Lynch, the running back for the Seattle Seahawks, has come out and said that the crime is not white on black crime. It is black on black, and the majority of the gun deaths is black on black violence. And Ms. Johnson also comes out and says, when she was asked by Mr. Roberts, has the Democratic Party taken African-American voters for granted? In which Ms. Johnson replied while laughing at questions that constantly, always, always and forever. She was asked, what needs to happen for progress to be made? Johnson come up with some controversial ideas as her suggestions. She said what it is going to take is to dismantle white supremacy. Excuse me, I messed up. Ms. Johnson said what it's going to take to dismantle white supremacy is white folks actually got to give up something, she said. You have to actually sacrifice yourself. You have to be willing to give up the things that currently benefit from. Well, Ms. Johnson, I'm sorry that your mind has been poisoned and think that the world owes you something. The world does not owe nothing to nobody. I don't care what race you are, if you're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, Russian. The world does not owe you nothing. Folks, the Black Lives Movement mattered. And you can follow the money trail, do the research, and find out this yourself. But one of the major donors to the Black Lives Matter movement is none other than George Soros, who is one of the elitists who wants to divide our nation, who wants to have this nation divided, does not want to see everyone get along, does not want to have the blacks, whites, Hispanics, Asians living amongst peace with each other. As soon as we all wake up to this, what is going on, this race baiting, race dividing, then we can learn how to defeat these race baiters and race dividers and put them where they belong, in jail for trying to destroy our nation. Why do you think they killed Martin Luther King? Because he was trying to bring the races together. It is a shame that people have been easily corrupted and that they are weak-minded, that they fall for this race baiting and race division daily. Like this poor woman right here, Ms. Johnson, Marissa Janae Johnson. It just amazes me the depths that these people will go to divide our nation, to have us fighting against each other. But the article for this will be up after the show, as I'm still currently working on it. And it's called Black Lives Matter Co-Founder Calls All Lives Matter Term Racist. On our website, it will be up on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. I will have the video, a link to the video in the article of where you can hear Marissa Janae Johnson talking to Fox News national correspondent John Roberts, and listen to this interview for yourself. This is very troubling that these activists have been so easily brainwashed into falling for these tricks, these games that are being played to divide the nation. Folks, we are better than this. We all need to come together as one. I have friends that are black, white, Hispanic. I do have a couple family members that are mixed race. Am I better than nobody else called that? Nope. Because in my eyes, I don't see the skin color. I see the person's heart. Their skin color does not bother me. They could be purple with white polka dots, as long as they got a good heart and carry themselves with a heart that looks at everybody as the same. This racism is a tool that is used to divide people of any nation, any country, any race. Let's stop this race division now, and let's all come together, and let's do stand behind the term All Lives Matter, because they do matter. It does not matter if you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, Russian, American, Brazilian, South African, Kenyan, Japanese, Australian. We are all one. We are all one. We do not need to be pushed into a race war that is not justified. No race battle is justified. And you're always going to have somebody trying to get the races fighting amongst each other. Let's stop it. Let's end this. Let's get this race baiting under control and put it where it needs to be. Nowhere around. We'll be back next Sunday at 6 p.m. for our next show. The article, like I said, will be up on our website at teamliberty1776.wordpress.com. We'll join you next week at 6 p.m. for your weekly dose of truth. This is Shane LaCroix signing off.